time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It is Tuesday, February 6th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. There was an incident at Montgomery High School in Santa Rosa yesterday morning when a boy wearing a ski mask entered campus twice while carrying a knife. The boy is now in custody. The 16-year-old was not a student at the school and later threatened to stab another boy at a nearby Lucky grocery store before being arrested by police. No one was injured and the campus was not locked down. The boy was identified by video surveillance at the school. There are still some schools that are closed today due to the lingering effects of the storm. Dunham School District, Fort Ross Elementary, all schools in the Harmony Union School District, Kashaya School District and Apple Blossom School, they're all closed. Orchard View School and Twin Hills Charter Middle School in the Twin Hills Union School District are all closed with no classes today. PG&E says please be patient. They are working hard around the clock trying to restore power to all those affected by the storm. Yesterday morning, over 49,000 were without power in Sonoma and Napa counties. That number has fallen to about 19,000 in Sonoma County this morning. Restoring power in areas with so many downed trees is dangerous work and does take time. PG&E hopes to have power back on for everyone by the end of the day Thursday, with help from Mother Nature with a break in the rain. In sports, the Warriors beat the Brooklyn Nets 109-98. They'll play the 76ers tomorrow afternoon. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, cool. There is a very slight chance for a scattered shower, but mainly dry. Highs in the 50s. Tonight, turning cloudy. A chance of a shower. Cooler. Overnight lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and low 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
You have a beautiful home.
Style.
Now, make it your dream home.
Inspired.
With custom hardwood floors.
Timeless.
In Santa Rosa, for over 30 years, Floortex Design is a trusted source for discerning tastes. The design experts at Floortex Design can transform your space with the best quality solutions customized to your vision. At Floortex, you will have access to curated collections, including sought-after classics, contemporary brands, and access to collections you won't find anywhere else.
Daring.
Custom hardwoods and luxury vinyl plank flooring. One-on-one personal service from start to finish. And white glove professional installations. Come to the beautiful Floortex Design Showroom and you'll see a clean, organized space with premium products. Meet the designers and begin the transformation you've dreamed about. No interest financing available. Floortex Design on Santa Rosa Avenue at Todd Road. Online at floortexdesign.com.
Santa Rosa Rec and Park Spring Summer Activity Guide is out now and filled with adventures. City Sluggers T-ball teams are forming. There's Kinder Gym for toddlers, dance, sailing, art, and much more for youth of all ages. Plus, keep them busy over spring break with our popular day camps. Adults, explore your creative side with art and dance classes. Improve physical and mental fitness with yoga or get outside for summer softball. Sign up at SantaRosaRec.com and register now for the St. Patrick's Day 5K. Go to SantaRosaRec.com.
Experience the fusion of rock and dance hits with Wonder Bread 5 at Twin Pine Casino and Hotel Saturday, February 24th. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $25 with $10 free play the night of the show. Get your tickets today at the gift shop or at twinpine.com. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience. Celebrating 30 years. Must be 21 and up with valid ID.
2.7 The Wolf. All right, guys, a little after 6 o'clock. It's Rockin' Ricky Michaels. Bunch of good stuff stacked up and ready for you on this Tuesday morning. The King of Pop, Michael Jackson's on the way. Stevie Nicks is coming up. Also got Billy Joel, Tears for Fears, Elton John, some Aerosmith, as well as The Clash coming up. And we're going to rewind the year 1974 as well. All coming up this hour on 102.7 The Wolf. Good morning.
Well,
Time to get our first check of the roadways, making sure you got a good ride on this Tuesday morning from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
No rain this morning, but we're sure still feeling the effects of Sunday's storm. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Scandinavian Designs. In Forestville, you will not be able to travel along 116 between Green Valley and Giovanetti Road. There are several trees and power lines down, and both directions are closed. In Sebastopol, the traffic lights are out along the Gravenstein Highway at Bloomfield Road. Same story, no traffic signals in Cotati along the Gravenstein Highway and 116. Scandinavian Designs is the largest retailer of innovative stress-less seating, and now you can save $400 on select stress-less recliners or 10% on select stress-less furniture. Available in-store only through March 4th at one of seven Bay Area locations. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
San Francisco police say photos taken at a bank robbery show kidnapped Patty Hearst, a willing participant.
Richard Nixon, already in trouble because of Watergate, is found to owe more than $400,000 in back taxes. In Sonoma County, to keep the old Santa Rosa Post Office a landmark, it was moved to 7th Street and made into a museum. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1974.
Shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes. When I wore a younger man's clothes, la 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 la. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us. John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing. But it's better than drinking alone. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song. A Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar.
The news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 6th. I'm Brent Hallett in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Santa Rosa's storied La Tortilla factory is set to close its production facility in Sonoma County at the end of March. The announcement came from Flagship Food Group, which acquired a majority stake in La Tortilla factory back in 2021. According to the North Bay Business Journal, some of the 132 employees will work remotely, but many will be let go. The company will relocate to Kansas, where Flagship Foods has a large production facility. La Tortilla factory was started in 1977 by Jose and Mary Tamayo. It is official. Our local homegrown state senator Mike McGuire is now the California Senate president after taking the oath of office yesterday while holding his two-year-old son. McGuire was first elected to the Senate in 2014 after serving as a Sonoma County supervisor. The 44-year-old started his political career at the age of 19 when he was first elected to the Healdsburg School Board. While we dealt with wind in Northern California from the storm, Southern California has been soaked with record rainfall that continues this morning. Over 1.1 million residents were without power at some point yesterday. More than 9 inches of rain has fallen in the Hollywood Hills and Beverly Hills area, with more than 10 inches in the Santa Monica Mountains. In sports, the Warriors beat the Brooklyn Nets 109-98. They'll play the 76ers tomorrow afternoon. And your forecast today, partly cloudy and cool, only a slight chance of a scattered shower.